And this was the word of the day. See you again on Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
The importance and effective part of the Spanish Holy Week is to serve the language 33 and to ensure the people who have a lot of
the Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the Hemisphere. This information came through a communication issued by the CARICOM Secretary Adam Lambiana on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign and Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparations of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relationship in Cuba and its CARICOM, and for its high level engagement in the state. The commemoration
There are over 140 million people in the United States in our own province, but they never got enough. like SOS USA.
Can you imagine calling Cuba a corrupted dictatorship that they jail people for no reason?
No, we are looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason.
Look no further than the United States. It's concerned with the world's largest prison population.
This number is anywhere from 5% of the world's population. The U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population.
And while nearly half of all prisoners in were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crashed the world financial system and put millions of people out of work,
the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job,
they're beautiful. They get richer.
Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year aiding peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested.
People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here.
That's still 7% of the current bankruptcy in the United States are related to medical care.
Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level?
There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness.
We have the worst COVID response in the entire world.
I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us.
So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression.
They economically strangle and attack Cuba because a socialism relies on society.
People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism.
The rich wants 100 million poor Americans to fear Cuba and cash socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing us.
Majority of countries in the region that the summit should be included.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has not taken place, and will be the most on the countries of the region and the way in which the United States has been acting. What can I really think? The cause and dignify the system of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as a country that has happened in the past, we are certain to our political that Cuban boys will be part in the summit of the America.
Other people of color with their disproportionate jail-based people when compared to their white counterparts.
It's also the sentence that for Patrick Layona, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is what